The man who gave Alfred Hitchcock's 1963 movie, The Birds, its frightening bird sounds, died earlier this week. The German composer, performer, and physicist, Oskar Sala, was 91. He was a master of an electronic instrument called the trautonium. It's played by moving the fingers along a wire to change pitch. Another German invented it in 1929, but Sala modified the instrument, renamed it the Mixter Trautonium, and played it like no one else. Dr. Tom Ray teaches electronic music at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. He says Sala was pivotal in both live performance and studio use of the trautonium and could make it give voice to a wide range of sounds.
This is why Mr. Hitchcock, when he decided to do The Birds, he had contracted Bernard Herrmann, the famous film composer, to do a score, and they sort of mutually decided they wouldn't do music as it's normally heard, but they would contract Mr. Sala to do these incredible sort of tense and vicious sounding birds. Of course you could have just recorded birds and had that, and Hitchcock realized that's not what he was trying to get. So actually those sounds that you hear that you nominally think are bird sounds are performed on the Mixter Trautonium by Oskar Sala. There were actually sonatas and concerti written for this instrument. And unlike the synthesizer, it actually had a corpus of works that were actually written for it. The synthesizer is such a variable device that you don't really know what its characteristics are. You sort of piece it together. The trautonium is a distinct electronic musical instrument in the orchestral tradition. Virtuoso, like a violinist. He would play things like Paganini caprices on these two wires. These incredible, articulate kinds of things that would be just unthinkable by most people who play synthesizers nowadays.
Now that he has passed away, do you think from your students, are people expressing interest in resurrecting this instrument that looks like an electric box with a couple of wires and a sort of a Geiger counter-looking thing on top of it?
I don't think so, and the reason, it's not because it wouldn't be worthy of such things, but primarily because one really must devote one's entire musical life to such an instrument. It's sort of like the theremin, the instrument that you play without touching, that you hear in so many horror movies. You really have to work very hard to play these instruments. They are not doubling instruments. Oh, I can just sort of pick that up and play it.
Right.
And I think the zeitgeist nowadays is to quickly access sounds. Everything is sped up. Media dictates that we make things in a hurry. I've actually had a student who became a theremin player, and there are a few young theremin players around. Pamelia Kirsten, for instance, plays the theremin, but I haven't heard of any budding trautonium players. Mr. Sala really had the sole remaining instrument that was in a viable condition. But it remains a fascinating chapter in the history of electronic musical instruments, and certainly a virtuosic instrument as played by Herr Sala.
Well, Tom Ray, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Dr. Tom Ray, remembering the work of German composer and physicist Oskar Sala, who died earlier this week at age 91. Dr. Ray teaches in the music synthesis department at the Berklee College of Music in Boston.